Tonight's shir simin kuf nun ches. See if you're aleph, you're beis, and you're gimel. See if you're aleph. Mevarech koydim netila. The bracha should be said before washing the hands. Shekol hamitzvos mevarech aleihem over lasiyasim. Because all the mitzvahs, we say the bracha before we perform the mitzvah. V'na'agu, but the practice is shelo levarech, not to make the bracha ad achon netila until after the hands are washed. Mishum depa'amim shein yadav nekiyas, because sometimes the hands aren't clean, and you shouldn't say the bracha when your hands aren't clean. Ubnei kach mevarchin aleihem acher sheshifshef yadav shegar yadav nekiyas. Therefore, the proper time is to make the bracha after his hands are wet and he rubs them together. His hands are clean. Kodem shiyat aleihem ma'ishni, before he pours the second pour of water. The Talmud says gam yochel levarch aleihem kodem hanigov. He can wait till he pours water on his hands both times, and then before drying them, say the bracha. Shegam hanigov min hamitzvah, because drying the hands is part of the mitzvah. Umikri over lasiyasan, and then it's called over lasiyasan that he does the bracha before the mitzvah. And if he forgot to say the bracha until his hands were dry, mevarech achar kach, he can say the bracha after his hands are dry as well. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Tes Over Lasiyasan. We're supposed to say the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Koydim v'samuch lasiyah. Before, but right next to the mitzvah. Right before we do the mitzvah. Sif Katan Mem De'pa'amim Shein Yadav Nekiyas. The minhag is not to do that by washing hands, because on occasion the hands are unclean. Could go on, for instance, Shiyatzim Be'sakise. He just emerged from the bathroom. Oshanagav V'mekayim V'samachusos Begufo. Or he touched the parts of his body that are normally covered. In these situations, it's not fit to make a bracha before he washes his hands. Therefore, because of those situations, the practice has become that whenever we wash our hands, we wash our hands and then say the bracha after the netilah. The mechaber suggestion is, after the first pour and rubbing hands together, before the second pour. The Beis Yosef quotes this idea in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Shekasav shekeinah grabosav. He writes, this was the practice of his teachers. Whereas the Shvali Leket quotes Rabbeinu Meir that the minig is to say the bracha after washing hands, before drying. As will be brought in the Ramah, that is the common practice. Sifkatan membeis shegam haniga v'chul. The Ramah says we can say the bracha after washing the hands before drying the hands, because drying is also part of the mitzvah. Hutam acher le'icha bracha. This is a different reason to delay the bracha. The gam acher hanatila chashiv oid olas yasan, that even after washing is considered olas yasan. The Gemara Hanatila Hu Anigov, the conclusion of the Tila is the drying. Ukla Kamei B'Sifid Beis, as we describe in Sifid Beis. The first reason to delay was because your hands might not be clean, and then it becomes a little plug. The Ramah says, it's a different shot. The mitzvah Tila Sidaim continues through drying hands. And the Mela, until that point, a person can still say the bracha is considered over the Asiyasa. The notes on the side bring a question. Is it permitted to say the bracha while drying the hands? The standard rule is we don't do anything when we say a bracha. We don't do any malach when we say a bracha. So it brings true with some Eschaim, Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, that it's mutter to dry hands as he says the bracha. It's not considered oisim malacha. Because once you tell me that drying your hands is part of the mitzvah, I'm not doing something extraneous at the time of the bracha. I'm engaged in the mitzvah at the time of the bracha. And maybe there's no kapeda. However, the Ben Ish Chai quotes the Sefer Chesed Alofim that no, you cannot say the bracha when you're drying your hands, because you can't do anything when you say a bracha. Even if you say drying the hands is considered a chelik of the mitzvah, but you shouldn't be doing it as you're making the bracha. When you're saying the bracha, you're doing nothing but say the bracha. Sif Katan Mem Gimel Umikri Ovel Asiyasan. According to this approach, that drying the hands is part of the mitzvah, so saying the bracha before the hands are dry is over lasiyasa. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if he were to pour an entire Revius at one time, Tadasa Machaber ain't Serch Nigav Kalal Kilkame. In that situation, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to dry the hands, as we'll see later on. Still, we don't make any distinctions. Once we say that drying the hands is a chelik of the mitzvah when he doesn't use revius b'das achas, and then he's going to make the bracha before drying. So we'll always make the bracha before drying, even though there are times you don't have to dry your hands. Sifkan mem dalad. Mevarech achakach. He says the bracha afterwards. This is going on the person who forgot to say the bracha until after his hands were dry. He still says the bracha. This would only work on with the first reason the Shulchan Aruch said, that this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. The lo dami the shar bracha shal mitzvah the kaimlon shem lo baruch betchila shuvenim avarach achach to hobe itchi itchi. By other brachas on mitzvahs, we hold that if he didn't say the bracha, he did the mitzvah, it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. He can't make the bracha afterwards. The shani hacha, by this time it's different. Shal yivor levarach mikoydim. We can't make the bracha before doing the mitzvah. Because sometimes his hands aren't clean. So according to that approach, even if the hands are dry, you can still say the bracha. But let's say he already said hamotzi. The post can write that at that point, the shuv ein mevarach al tisadam, he can no longer say the bracha al tisadam. Now the Taz takes a strict position that as soon as the hands are dry, he can't say the bracha anymore. Even though practically speaking, we don't follow that view. Because many achronim concur with the Ramal. But one should be very careful about this. And therefore, we have to be careful. Some people have a practice, they say, and they say that it takes a while, and they don't get around to the bracha until the hands are dry. That's wrong. Now, these people, as the hands are still wet, are saying, and by the time they get around to saying the bracha, could be the hands are dry already. So that's no good. We want to make sure that the bracha is said when the hands are still wet. So if you'd base, v'yinagvim heitiv kodim sheyivtza, a person who dries hands very well before he says amotzi, sha'oichel b'nigov yadam kilo oichel milechem tomei, if a person eats without drying his hands, it's as if he's eating bread that is not pure. Mishtabur sefkod mem hei lechem tomei, kosav b'yisosef writes, the hainim ishram, the explanation to this is, demayim harishoyim sheshoifech al yadov temeim heim, the first pour of water on the hands is tummy. Shenibu machmas yodav, the hands make that water tummy. Come on, the simikov sampes, it's clarified later in the simikov sampes. But after shoyfich maim shniyim, the tarhamayim, even though we will then pour a second pour of water to purify the tummy water, kedisa shomla, as we learned there, bekomokam lechatchil et serch laharas rishom legami dinigov. But still, lechatchil, we want to make sure all the first water is gone by drying them off. For Hashal Kosev, the Ikra Nigav Hu Mishum Nekiyas. Now the Mashal says, no, the reason why we dry our hands is a matter of cleanliness. When a person's hands are wet from washing, it's not nice. This is also clear in Rashi and Soita. Kosev Magnavom Hashem Tashbeitz. Magnavom quotes the Tashbeitz. Lo Yinagiv Yodav B'chalukah, one should not dry his hands on his choluk. Literally, a choluk is his undergarment. Shekosh L'shikcho. It is difficult for forgetting, meaning to say, it'll cause him to forget. If you look at Pima Godim, he's not sure. Imdavka Chaluko, is it specifically an undergarment? Or Kol Begodim Asha, does that mean any garment at all? So we try not to dry our hands on our clothing. There is a question that the poskim raise in the Indian of drying hands. So on the one hand, it could be a chelik of the mitzvah, it could just be Indian of Nikias, it could be Nak Lechon Tame. Is there any reason not to use a blow dryer they have in public restrooms? And in the back, the notes bring that Rabbi Yoshev and Avosner held that there's no reason why you can't dry your hands on an air-powered dryer. You don't need a towel, bedafka, to dry your hands with. It's not a concern. So the hot air dries it off. That's good enough. Se'if Yud Gimel, Hamatpil Yodav. If a person, instead of washing his hands, immerses his hands and a body of water for tevila. Yachalecho below nigof, he can eat without drying his hands. Vodin lanota yodo basachas v'shofechalem v'vias mayim basachas. The same would hold true if he washes his hands at one time, pouring a revias at once on both hands. Or alternatively, shenotal yado achas v'shavach le'revias, if he washed one hand with revias, v'chein shavach al chaveret, and then had a second revias for the other hand. So it's either tevilas yadayim, or one revias in both hands simultaneously, or two revias, one revias per hand. In any of those cases, there's no requirement to dry the hands. He could eat without drying his hands. Kenisa b'tosefta, so writes the Tosefta. Kosa Beis Yosef hatamehu, Beis Yosef writes the explanation, Bishom de b'matbil en kamayim tamayim klal, because when his hands are dipped in a body of water, so there's no tumah. For the chenet tzarech nigov, so it doesn't have to be dried. Again, this goes back on the previous Mishnah Berurah, where the Beis Yosef explained the reason why we can't eat with wet hands, and if we do, it's considered lechem tameh, is because the first pour on the hands, the water becomes tameh. In this scenario, there's no water that's tameh at all. When the hands are tovel in a mikveh or a body of water, there's no tameh water, and maybe there's no need to dry them, there won't be lechem tameh. V'lamad mizeh, he learns from this, to adim eshevich revias basachas, the same would hold true if one revias is poured at one time on both hands, ashtei yadav on both hands, or kol yad v'yad v'niatzu, or one revias per hand. The kaimel anami damayin tam, because we hold in those cases also the water is tar, because the kamans from kosan peis, this is all explained in kosan peis. And so chnigov, therefore there would be no need to dry the hands. V'ashal chalik hazeh, and again the marshal, l'shitaso, he argues on this whole concept. The svir le, because he holds, the reason why the Chacham said to dry the hands, because it's discussed, like we said before, in Sivkal Memhei, that the purpose of the Niguf is Nikius. That's disgusting to you with one hands. Vim Kain, so if that's the case, Mali Revias Vazakh, what difference does it make if the water's tummy? What difference does it make if it's Revias at once or not? There's an exception in the case of Tevila. The Tevila Yadayim, who came to Harad Yerais, or Tevila Seguf. Putting his hands in the mikveh is like a toiridic level of tahara, like you find when the body is immersed. V'sham bavadai ein tzarech nigov. There, we say certainly he doesn't have to dry his hands, even the marshal. V'lechein gam tefilas yadam l'tiklum b'el nigov. So I'm sorry. V'sham bavadai ein tzarech nigov. There's no din to dry his body when he goes to a mikveh. V'lechein gam tefilas yadam l'tiklum b'el nigov. Therefore, when he immerses his hands, there's no din of drying either. And like the words of the Marshal, writes the Bach in Simen Kuf Samech Hei, v'chein hiskimu sh'ar achorim, and the other achorim agree as well. V'af b'mat b'ildin tzorech nigov min adin, so even when he immerses his hands, and halacha there's no need to dry his hands, Kosam Magavon, the Magavon writes, nonetheless, to misha daito kotz alof, if a person finds it disgusting to eat with wet hands, then he has to dry his hands because it's disgusting to eat that way. If he doesn't like it, if he is disturbed by eating with wet hands, then Taki should dry his hands even if it was a case of tevilas yadayim as opposed to netilas yadayim.